In this presentation, I am going to speak about stereo image coding using disparity compensation with a new algorithm that builds a block-dependent dictionary. We are working in a French lab, L2TI, near Paris in France. Slide 2. First, I am going to speak about stereo image coding and why, in the coding context, disparities need not be similar to the tree disparities. Then I'm presenting the algorithm itself. Both encoder and decoder build a common block-dependent dictionary. Finally, simulations show slightly higher performance for this method as compared to block matching and independent coding at the expense of increased numerical computations. Slide 3. Some kind of perception of depth can be experienced as one constrains oneself to look at this image with the left image and that image with the right eye. Both of the images were shot with this and that viewpoint. Note that on this left image, this book is shifted to the right as compared to this same book on the right image. This shift is called a disparity. It decreases with the depth. In terms of stereo image coding, this enables to predict the right image using the left image and a disparity map. Let's have an example on slide 4. I want to code this right image knowing that left image. The disparity map I really need models the fact that the main difference between the two images is that this white strip has enlarged and that green strip has shrinked. Note that this disparity map is actually not the true disparity map and should really be called a pseudo disparity map. Slide 5. Fact is that on this example the true disparity map is much more complex. This graph shows that the disparity map as a function of an angle theta. This is the location on the left image, this is on the right image, and the difference is the disparity which cannot be correctly approximated by two values of disparities. This complexity comes from the fact that theta is also on the denominator as it modifies the depth. The point I'm making here is that in the coding context, we use pseudo disparity maps. Slide 6. In our work, we use disparity compensation using the standard closed-loop scheme for the encoder. To the decoding process, three informations are transmitted: the encoded left view, an encoded disparity map, and an encoded residual image. This scheme is called a closed-loop as the disparity map is computed using the encoded and decoded left image that is available to the decoding process. We also use a block processing to compute the disparity. The right image is divided into non-overlapping blocks of the same size, and for each block we select the disparity yielding the best reconstruction of this block. Slide 7. Now I'm presenting our own contribution in which disparities are no longer transmitted to the decoding process. At the encoding process, for each block, a specific dictionary is built. Then, using the knowledge of the right image, an index is selected. This index points to a specific reconstruction. All of these indexes are encoded and made available to the decoding process. As for the decoding process, the first step is to recover those indexes. For each block, the same specific dictionary is built using the left encoded decoded image that is available, and the predicted block is recovered thanks to the index and the dictionary. Slide 8. Let's have a look at this dictionary. This is a block inside the right image, and these are the different possible reconstructions of this block using different values of disparities. And when looking at all these reconstructions, there is no need of the right image to note that there are similar reconstructions. For instance, these ones and these ones are very similar to those ones. The dictionary puts together those possible reconstructions. Here are some notations. The matrix R measures the similarity of each pair of reconstructions. Phi is used to describe the subsets of disparities, and each subset has an assigned disparity that is an element of the dictionary. The dictionary is reordered in such a way that subsets of greater size have a smaller index. This reordering tends to diminish the bitrate as small index are more likely to be selected. Slide 9. Let us use a graph to visualize the problem. Each node is a disparity and a possible reconstruction. Similar reconstructions are connected with these black links. Building a dictionary is partitioning the set of all disparities into subsets of disparities and choosing for each subset a center. We introduce a new parameter which is a threshold on the similarity. This is T, the parameter T. Our goal is to build a dictionary having the least possible number of elements. In this example, here are the different subsets and here are the centers of these subsets. Swapping index 2 and 3 makes index 2 more likely to be selected at the encoding process as compared to index 3. Slide 10. Seeing the design of the dictionary as a clustering problem, a Kamins-inspired solution has been proposed. The first idea adds new elements to the dictionary when these elements are too far away from any existing element of the dictionary. The second step is a partitioning step. It assigns to each disparity an element of the dictionary. The third step chooses the center of each subset. The fourth step suppresses centers that yield two similar reconstructions. And all these four steps are repeated as long as the algorithm keeps on finding new solutions. Slide 11. As for the simulation results, this table compares our method with the block matching in terms of distortion as measured with the BSNR and in terms of bitrate as measured with an arithmetic encoder. For both algorithms, blocks are of the same size, images are extracted from different image databases. Note that our method using dictionaries have less elements, achieving better performance in terms of bitrate at the expense of a little increase in the distortion. This graph compares our method in red with the block matching in blue and with independent coding in green. This graph shows the average BSNR computed on the reconstruction of the left and right image versus the average bitrate. Note that in this experiment, the smaller bitrate used by our algorithm enables to have a more precise encoding of the residual or of the left image. Slightly better performance can be seen at low bitrate. To summarize, I'd say that our work is concerned with stereo image coding with disparity compensation. It is new in that both at the encoder and at the decoder, the same dictionary is built. This is interesting as it enables transmitting similar reconstructions with identical indexes. The performance of this algorithm is slightly better than that of the block matching. Now we think that these performances are hindered by the numerical complexity which prevents from finding the best parameters value. And I am welcome to any idea as to how the numerical complexity could be reduced, especially concerning the choice of the parameters. Thank you.